remember seeing Charlie Daniels for the first time backstage. He was played the Opry quite a bit, and him talking, he was always one of the guys that would always say hello. And the Bluegrassers, man, those guys are my favorite because they're always in the dressing rooms, like just jamming. And, you know, Ricky Skaggs and his band. And there's just a lot of musical memories. More than just artists itself, there's like everybody's getting pumped up. And it's more, in a way, more than a dressing room. I said the Grand Ole Opry is like, if you look at Green Room in a movie, that's what an Opry backstage is. There's people practicing. They're actually getting ready. They're talking about what songs, like everybody's hyped up, a part of the show. The Opry always has that dream to it backstage. But for me, the memory is the music and the walking the hallways, hearing other band members, seeing Dirks, you know, just his band's always jamming bluegrass, you know. So I just love the music, the power of remembering, practicing the music, ready to get on stage, the anticipation. Is very more real here at the Opry than anywhere else, I would say.